I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We thought maybe you'd want to hear from Trey. A couple of interesting things that he said yesterday. Trey Lance, for those of you just joining us, he is one of the quarterbacks on the San Francisco 49ers. But was asked, what about coming into this season with Brock Purdy as the presumptive QB1.
That's the same thing I told you guys last year at the end of the year. My opportunity is just to come in to compete, and that's all I wanted. So for me, I don't want to take anything away from Brock, and no one should be able to take anything away from Brock. He did what he did last year, and he deserves all the credit in the world for it. Like I said, for me, I just wanted an opportunity to compete.
I'll say this about Trey. I mean, and I haven't even been down to meet the guy. He hasn't played enough, but I he seems like his head could not be screwed on straighter. He knows what to say. It seems genuine. I don't know if it is, but it seems. He certainly doesn't seem upset by anything that's taken place.
No, nor should he, really. Well, I mean, he's frustrated by the fact that his first 2 years were beset by injury.
Yes.
And his finger injury, his middle finger on his throwing hand affected the way he could throw the ball, which affected his mechanics. And everybody wants to rip a guy for not having mechanics come out of college, but they changed because of his finger, and now he's getting back to the mechanics he used to have, and then he had the broken ankle, which affected the majority of his second year, and now he's fully healthy, and now he's excited to be able to compete, but he knows what we all know. Brock Purdy came in and balled out. The offense went up by 10 points a game, and that team did not lose. So for Trey Lance to stand there and be like, oh, I should be starting. I was drafted number 3. I was picked higher than him. I'm better than him. That would be foolhardy.
Of course it would. Of course it would. However, I think it's impossible as a human being when you're told, not just you're told, when you are. You're the number 3 overall pick. Kyle Shanahan going into last year referred to this as Trey's team. It's your team. And then you got 5 quarters. And now it's not your team anymore?
Right.
What human being would not feel like something unfair had just taken place? He understands that Brock Purdy played well. This is adult sports. And everyone's making a lot of money. So that's the way it goes. Is it a classic Wally Pitt moment? Sure. But there's no way to remove that this is a raw deal. It's a raw deal for Trey Lance so far. This has been a raw deal.
It's a football deal is what it is. And you're Trey Lance and you realize your situation, it could be worse in terms of where you are and you still have time on your contract. And this is the big year. So at the end of this year, the team has to decide whether or not they want to pick up his 5th-year option or not. And right now, it doesn't look like that they would want to pick up his 5th-year option because Trey Lance is a backup. Maybe he is QB3. But you know the guy you're backing up is not one of the true elite quarterbacks in this league. He's not a made man, to use Guru's lexicon. And I made a list, Mark, of the guys who are on that list. Quarterbacks who, if you're the backup behind these quarterbacks, you're not getting the job unless they get hurt.
Are these part of your notes that you know, what's on this piece of paper that you have?
I got notes, Mark.
What's on there?
I got notes.
I want to hear it.
I put every starting quarterback into 3 categories.
Okay.
There's the secure, which means you could stink for a long time and you're not going to lose your job. And that would be maybe even 8 games or more. If you had a bad year, you're probably still the guy.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. You know all the names.
Mahomes.
Even Russell Wilson. I got Trevor Lawrence. I got Herbert, Aaron Rodgers. Stafford, as long as he stays upright.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins and Jalen Hurts. Those 11 I put on the list of untouchable.
Now, I might challenge Kirk, but
you
the rest
debate
of
Kirk. Yeah,
your list is fine.
And you could even debate Russell based on, you know, Denver's tenuous situation.
Well, that's because he's already had a bad year. Like, you're right in that if you have a bad year, you keep the job. That's what just happened.
Right.
I don't know if you can have two bad years. But yes, I accept everything you just
said. The guys who are on the edge, no matter what happens, are C.J. Stroud, the rookie, Anthony Richardson, McCorkle Jones, he's on the edge, Kenny Pickett, the Tannehill-Levis tandem, we don't even know who's going to emerge from that one, Ridder in Atlanta, Bryce Young, the rookie, the Trask-Mayfield combo, and the Washington mess of Sam Howell and Jacoby Brissett. All of those quarterbacks, they are interchangeable, and they can come out week to week.
By the way, was Deshaun Watson on your original, the first list?
No, I have Deshaun Watson on my 50-50 list.
Oh.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Well, and to me, he was so bad last year. I mean, he wasn't good.
Well,
he wasn't so bad.
But he got less than half of a year.
Correct, yeah. But he did not...
With that contract, I'd say Deshaun goes into this year no different than Russell Wilson went into last year.
Okay.
Which is that, like, yeah, you're the guy, and if you're awful, you're probably still the guy again next year, but we'll try to figure out some sort of a plan B on the fly.
And I'm totally open to that.
Yeah.
I put him on my 50-50 list because I thought that he really underperformed last year, and he's on a new team, and we don't yet know what their emotional buy-in is, but the third list is guys where I think... If you have three or four bad games, you could find yourself in a real tough spot. And I had Deshaun on that list. Jimmy Garoppolo is on that list.
Okay.
Tua, I put on that list because, you know, with the injuries and the ineffectiveness. Kyler Murray, we don't know if he's healthy. Justin Fields, God, he was great at the end of the year, but he was god-awful before that. Jordan Love, Dak Prescott, Derek Carr, Danny Dimes, Geno Smith, Jared Goff in Detroit. And Brock Purdy.
Hmm.
So if I'm Trey Lance and I look at the 32 quarterback situations, I don't see Brock Purdy as a guy who's going to get, he's not getting six games of bad play. If the Niners start out 0-3 and Brock Purdy is really like, wow, I could see why you were the last player taken in the draft.
Right.
You're going to hear footsteps.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I agree with your Brock take. I think you have some guys on that list who are probably more secure than you're giving them credit for.
I'll allow for that.
Like
Dak is a guy who
Dak
probably...
Dak is a guy. Jared Goff, name who's even backing him up.
It's Hooker.
What's that?
Hooker.
Really?
Hook.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, Sudfeld was there for a while last year,
yeah,
wasn't he?
And Detroit has, I think, now they have actual expectations.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, Jared Goff is probably more secure than some of these guys.
Even Tua. I don't think that the Dolphins would move off him. I know there were all those rumors about Brady and this, that, and the other, but, like, that's, we've moved on. I think Tua's the guy there, but I'll accept
it. Daniel Jones got paid, but, you know, the Giants are in a situation where... You know, they're going to want to win here sooner than later, so...
I'll accept your premise on Brock based on a number of different factors, health being obviously one of them.
The key.
But we got to go through the camp and see what they see from Trey, see what they see from Sam, what they might be feeling in that moment, what they see from Brock. It's only been 8 games, so could there be regression? Absolutely. I just look at this and I go, I've yet... to see the light, which is, I'm not looking for me to see it. I'm looking for the 49ers to see it. Where is the one bit of evidence that suggests the 49ers are excited about Trey Lance? I'm still waiting. Give me the one act, an actual act. Don't tell me. Show me one act that suggests we really still think Trey Lance can be a great player.
Well, still, I think it's debatable, but they did start him last year.
Yep.
And, you know, you went through camp, and you brought back Jimmy Garoppolo out of convenience. I don't think you brought back Jimmy thinking, all right, Jimmy, you're going to be our starter in week 3. We'll never know because Trey Lance got hurt and Jimmy had to start. But you brought back Jimmy as an insurance policy, not knowing that Brock Purdy would be Big Sock Brock, and he would turn out to be the guy. So I think you brought back Jimmy for obvious reasons. He was, and Brock Purdy outplayed Sudfeld, Sudsy. So there was your QB3, and then Jimmy was QB2. So the fact that they started Trey Lance last year gives me at least some sign that they saw something in him.
Dave in Pleasanton, and then we got some more comments from Trey. talking about off-season trade rumors. We'll give those to you in just a sec. But Dave in Pleasanton, you're on with Willard and Dibs. Hey, Dave, what are you doing?
What's up, fellas? I just got home, but I thought I'd wait to chime in because this is one of my favorite subjects leading into the new season. So first off, I want to mention, before people think I'm a Brock Purdy hater, I love what he did last season. When, as soon as he made that double fake, I can't even think of it right now, but he did something that we haven't seen a Niner quarterback do in 20 years, probably. The pump fake, the double pump fake. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, I remember. I remember the play you're talking about. Yeah, in Seattle, right?
Yep. Once I saw that, I knew he was the real deal. But this team is going to do the whole team a disservice if they keep making decisions on quarterbacks after such a short sample size, especially with Trey. Trey, we've seen he has the it factor. He works harder than any other quarterback we've had in years. He shows that left and right. Logs in the hours on the iPad. Every offseason, he's working with the quarterback coach. This season, he's already showed his throwing motion has changed. He's locking his feet in the ground. He's doing the work. To give up on him this quick, not for Brock, but basically you're saying we're going to give up on Trey for Sam Darnold. We have two young quarterbacks on two good deals. They need to stick around, and we need to see what we have in both quarterbacks. That's the bottom line. I'm sick of the Niners not knowing what we're going to do at quarterback, and we're in a good position with two solid guys, one with great potential, one has already proved he can compete at this level.
So, Dave, I got a couple questions for you. First of all, Trey has shown he has the it factor. He has?
Yeah, you see, first off, in the meetings.
Are you in the meetings, Dave? Do you go to 49er meetings?
He's in the meetings.
No, hold on.
Are you in the room? Is this Dave Sudfeld?
The interviews he does.
Okay.
And then also, if you saw what he did on the Pat McAfee show at the end of last season, there was nothing but swag coming out of Trey. He's a confident young kid.
Yeah.
Everybody likes him. And when he's off script, that it factor is there. I have stats to back that up.
Well, we don't have enough stats on anything because he's played four games. Like, Dave, here's what I would say. You're getting wooed by the media. And what I mean by that is not the media, us. You're getting wooed by everything you just said is everything he's done in front of a microphone. The Pat McAfee show? The podium? You want him to
the
get
meetings.
You want him to get the job because of the podium? You're right. He's got swag. He's got confidence. He seems like a great, great guy. But that doesn't carry the freight. That doesn't carry the freight. And then the other comment you made about him, and Dave, thank you so much. Like, the other comment Dave made was that Trey works harder than anyone we've seen in this position in about 10 years.
Hypotheticals.
Is that true?
Well, it's hypothetical.
Is he working harder than Brock Purdy? I don't see. Do you see anything in Brock that suggests he's not a hard worker? I've watched
None
Brock.
None of us know how hard any of these guys work.
Well, I think that the 49ers, if there's something they've done a good job with in terms of bringing in QBs, they've found people who have the right attitude. Even Jimmy, other than not returning a text, he had a good attitude, did he not? He got taken through a hell of a journey, and he always had the right attitude. Brock Purdy has become a viable NFL starter out of the Mr. Irrelevant role. You don't think that took hard work? So it's great that Trey has a good attitude and works hard. I mean, literally, if this was a blind date, you'd be saying all the things that nobody wants to hear going into a blind date. Oh, you're going to love this kid. He's got swag. He's got a good attitude. He's the nicest guy in the room. He works really hard.
Got a great personality.
We've listed every characteristic except for he's good at quarterback. He can go win football games.
Well, we haven't seen that.
Right.
And the 49ers may have seen enough to where they know that he's not the guy, or they may still not know, or they may think that he can be the guy, but Brock Purdy, darn it, has earned the job. And how can you take the job away from a guy who comes in and goes undefeated? He wins 5 regular season games. He goes on to win a couple of playoff games and then has his elbow ripped apart. How do you take that guy out when he has not really gone out and lost? But I think that if he does struggle, then you're going to see it's either going to be Sam, and if it's Sam Darnold, who is listed as QB2 at a camp and not Trey Lance, then you know exactly how they feel about Trey Lance.
Well, and that's a rough spot. Now, maybe Sam comes in and he suddenly is all the things that Sam could be because he's surrounded by Kyle and Christian McCaffrey. Maybe, maybe. But imagine that for a second, because wouldn't that feel like we all just got taken on a 3-year ride and it's back to ground zero? You're starting all over again. It means Trey Lance was a bust. Brock Purdy's not what you thought he was. And now you got the Jets scraps as your starting quarterback. And you're right back in the, we're really not sure if we even have a quarterback. It's wonderful to have 3 quarterbacks. You might have none.
Right.
Right.
And that's the old adage.
If that were, again, I'm not saying right now.
Well, if Brock's ineffective,
yeah,
and then you go to Sam because Trey's not the sauce, then you're in a spot like you're describing where you're in a world of hurt, because I think if you look at Brock and Trey Lance, you're not going to give both of them a contract extension, right? In terms of the next contract. We always talk about second contracts in sports. You're not going to give Brock Purdy and Trey Lance second contracts. So right now, it looks like Brock Purdy would be the leader in the clubhouse to get that second contract. He's under contract for, I think, 3 more years because he was drafted in the 7th round. So after 2 more years, you would have to give him that ink. And Trey Lance is in the same boat where Trey Lance, you have 1 more year to decide on his 5th-year option. Mm-hmm. So if Trey Lance, let's just say hypothetically, Brock Purdy plays and he doesn't play well. Trey Lance comes in and Trey is starting to show you signs like, okay, Trey, this is why we traded up to get you. Well, then you pick up Trey's 5th-year option and you come back next year and you have a competition.
I'm laughing because as you brought that up, I of course pulled up Brock Purdy's contract.
Poor guy.
Which we've done before, but it's never not going to make you laugh. It's never, ever not going to make you laugh. Brock Purdy this year, because let's flip the script. What if Brock is the sauce? What if he is everything he looked like last year? Do you realize what the 49ers have? They have
a bargain, Mark.
They have a quarterback this year for $870,000.
He makes that much?
Yeah. And then it balloons next year.
Oh, yeah. To $17
million? To $985,000. Oh, and then in 2025, none of us even know if we'll be alive by then.
Man, that hurts.
$1.1 million. They will pay.
Is that the final year of his deal?
That's the final year of his
deal. So he'll never get to that deal. He'll never get to that deal. They'll sign him to an, they'll rip that up and sign him to an extension before that. But
Maybe.
Or they'll at least sign him to...
You would think.
They're going to give him money before that. So, that's interesting, though.
What the 49ers are giving back would be baked into that next deal. Like, it would lower the overall value if the 49ers say, we'll rip up the 1.1 and do something else. That gets baked into that deal, for sure.
Yes.
But, yeah, you're probably right. Like, you can't... I mean, Brock Purdy right now, if he is 8-0 Brock... he going to play the next 3 years for less than $3 million.
Right. Well, it's really it's the next 2 for sure.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if he comes out this year and plays like he did last year, let's say they go 12-5 and he wins 2 playoff games and he loses in the conference championship game, he stays healthy and he throws for 4,200 yards and he looks like he did last year, he's getting an extension, and Trey Lance won't be here. They will not exercise his 5th-year option, and they'll find some other way to deal with the backup quarterback spot.
Here's something we've done to Jordan Poole in the last couple of weeks, and it is what I was talking about when we had the discussion about whether or not Jordan Poole should speak publicly, and so many people were like, no, he shouldn't speak publicly, and I'm like, yeah, I get it. He probably shouldn't speak publicly, but here's the unfortunate truth is that when you don't say anything publicly, we will just go ahead and fill in the gaps for you. So many of us have decided that, for instance, Poole doesn't even want to be here. Monty Poole said, I don't even know if he wants to be here, which is what we say about people who are subject of trade rumors. So what about Trey Lance? Does he even want to be here? Number 3 overall pick in the draft and can't get a starting slot. So he was asked about off-season trade rumors and had he ever considered not wanting to be here.
No, not at all. I knew where I wanted to be. Even going back, like I said last year, I just want an opportunity to compete for me. I love it here. I love the coaching staff. I love working with Greasy and Clay and now Clint as well. Love the quarterback room. Love the guys in the locker room. No doubt for me. This is absolutely where I want to be.
You take that at face value?
I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think I do too.
And I do think that he has gotten a new lease on life in terms of he's healthy. And he was referencing a couple of the Kubiak kids, Clint and I believe Casey, both, Clay, thank you, I appreciate that, both on the coaching staff from the Kubiak, literally the Kubiak coaching tree. They are Kubiak's sons, and so he's learning. And Brian Greasy, who is the offensive coordinator de facto, and so he feels revitalized, and he's got work in the offseason with Patrick Mahomes, of all people. Can you imagine that, being in his spot? And being able to work with Mahomes on footwork and mechanics, and his confidence has got to be through the roof. He's working with a sports psychologist, so he comes into this year ready to compete. Now, if you get to week 4 and he doesn't play, week 9 he still isn't playing, week 13 he's not playing, maybe the dauber's down a little bit. Well, but all he can do is control what he can control.
That's true, and I love the phraseology, and he's not wrong, and neither are you. I'm here to compete. I guess my question is, compete for what?
The quarterback job.
Is he?
Well, the follow-up would have been, which one? Which quarterback job?
2? 3?
Not 5?
5?
Not 6?
What's he competing for?
He's competing for the starting job.
I think a lot of people, when they think that you're going to come in to compete, that means we're coming in to compete to win week 1. We're going to compete against the Seahawks.
Right.
We're going to compete against the Cardinals.
Well, he can't do that in May. Right now, he's competing against Sam and Brock to be QB1.
But is he?
Absolutely. In his mind,
well,
he certainly is.
Again, is he competing for QB1 or is he competing for being ready should QB1 open up? Because right now it's not open.
Well, actually, right now it is open.
But no, but off-season QB1 is open.
Correct.
Not regular season QB1, and I think that's the one everyone wants.
Correct, but we don't know if regular season QB1 will be open or not. We assume that Brock will be ready.
Sounds like
it. But right now in May, if you are Trey Lance, all you can do is compete for the QB job right now. That's all you can do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!